These are now usual scenes in Pakistan to welcome former military ruler General Pervez Musharraf. He did not turn up before a judge of the Election Commission in Islamabad to face the charges of overthrowing an elected government in 1999 and imposing martial law against the Supreme Court judges when they were all set to declare him as an illegal president in 2007. The fear of shoes being thrown on him once again kept the retired general away from appearing before the judge who disqualified him to contest election from Islamabad in May on the charges of subverting the constitution. This is a fortified residence of one of the most powerful men who ruled the country from late 1999 to 2008. But till now, he is reluctant to show up in public for fear of facing humiliating attacks. He returned home from self-imposed exile last month after Saudi Arabia reportedly used its clout on Pakistani ruling elite to go soft on him.
So much police protection and box security on coming back to Pakistan. I think he should have been arrested and put behind bars the moment his plane touched down in Pakistan. He is wanted for the murder of Akbar Bukti. He is wanted for the murder of Benazir Bhutto Shahid. He is wanted for subverting the constitution, not once but twice. He is wanted for putting the judges in prison and for deposing the judiciary of Pakistan.
Reacting on rising public anger, Pakistan's top court has ordered the journal to appear on Tuesday before the judges decide on whether or not to order the government to hold his trial on high treason charges, an offense punishable by death.
History is in the making. It is very significant. The federal government was supposed to initiate proceedings against General Pervez Musharraf, but that did not happen. Therefore, the petitions are here in the Supreme Court soon after the return of General Musharraf to Pakistan. And this certainly is very significant, particularly if tomorrow General Pervez Musharraf turns up before the same judges who once he removed with brute force and were restricted to their houses.
Supreme Court has got no power to direct the federal government that you initiate proceeding, because they will be interfering in the prerogative and the right of the federal government. It is for the federal government to decide whether this high profile case has to be taken, whether that will be in the interest of the peace of this country, whether it will be in the interest of the international affairs.
The court proceeding against former military chief has come down hard on secret understandings that Pakistani top political leaders had given to the backer of General Musharraf in the Middle East.
The country has suffered from five martial laws of military dictators since 1958. However, this is the first time in the history of Pakistan that a military dictator has lived to face the music of his two martial laws. His expected trial on high treason charges, analysts point out, is likely to help the country to prevent future military takeovers, one of the leading reasons behind lingering political instability in Pakistan. Javed Rana, Press TV, Islamabad.